Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding in Menuches Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings two opinions. How do you end the last line in a mezuzah? Everybody agrees that the last line should have the words Al Haaretz. The pasuk says Kimei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. So the line before the last will end with the words Kimei Hashemayim. Then the last line will have the word Al Haaretz. But the question is, where does Al Haaretz go? Some say right in the end of the line, right below Kimei Hashemayim. In the beginning of the line. And the Gemara explains. The one that says in the end is because you want it to be below the words Kimei Hashemayim, like the Shemayim is above the land. The one who says he's right in the beginning of the line because you want the land, Haaretz, to be far away from the word Shemaim to show that it's very far. As Rashi explains, the further it is, the more Arichus Yomim you have. And Tshuvas HaRamah and Simon Chofei, he has a very long Arichus in our sugya, but he goes on to explain this piece of Gemara. He says that the Shemaim is the source of the spiritual part of the Adam. The Neshamas come from Shemaim. The Haaretz is where the guf comes. That's the source of death. So we're trying to reach Al Haaretz as later as possible. We want it to be the last thing that you get to. So he says these two opinions is the machlekes. How did they roll the mezuzah? As the Gemara is going to say in a moment. If they rolled from left to right, so then you want to write Al Haaretz in the end of the shita because you're going to see it only by the end, because once you open it up, the last thing you'll see is the end of the parasha. But if you roll to the other direction, so you want to see Al Haaretz last, you put it at the beginning of the line. And he says, it's not really a machlekes if you do the beginning of the line or the end of the line. Depends where you roll the mezuzah to. And the idea is to put the Al Haaretz as far as possible because you want to distance life from death. To Marashal, he has a pirush on the smak. And in Esech of Gimel, he comes to explain this, and he says like this. The mezuzah comes to do a richus yomi for the Adam and to save an Adam from chet, from a sin. Now the pasuk the Gemara brings to tell me that the Shemayim needs to be above the Haaretz. The pasuk is, Ki gevoya Shemayim al Haaretz, govar chazdoi al yireyav. So the Marshal, that refers to a richus yomi. Because it says, the pasuk says, Ki toiv chasadecho mechaim. On the other hand, you have another pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki choik mizrach imarov, east from west, distance the Averis from us. So if you're referring to the mezuzah al tzarichus yomim, so then I want to speak about the Shemaim and the Aretz, one above each other, because that's the pasuk that speaks about tzarichus yomim. You're speaking about Shemaim above the Aretz. Ki gavoya Shemaim ha'al Aretz. But if you're speaking about the chet, so there I'm doing it on a diagonal. I want to say that one is in the east, one is in the west. So it depends what's the focus of the mezuzah. Is it a richus yomim or is it tzala mechet? A similar ifin, Ein Elio explains. Ein Elio says that Gavoya Shemayim al Haaretz refers to the tzaddikim. Because the Hemshech HaPasuk is, Ken Govar Chazdo al Yireyov. So we talk about the tzaddikim, the Yirei Shemayim. Mizuch Mayer, the same Pasuk of the Mashal says, that it says that so going away from Aveira is Mizuch Demarev. So he says, Eneliyo, that goes to Baal Tshuva. Now we have a machlek is what's greater. Is a tzaddik greater than Baal Tshuva? Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. That's a machlek is over here. Do we focus Shemai above the Haaretz? That's referring to the tzaddik because the pasuk speaks about Yireyov. Or referring to distance, to a horizontal distance, that's the idea of Baal Tshuva is away from Aveira. The Ben Yoyada has a whole different mahalach. When we speak about Rochak Shemayim Haaretz, says the Ben Yoyada, we're not talking about the distance of Shemayim and Haaretz. We're talking about the numeric value between Shemayim and Haaretz. The difference between Shemayim and Haaretz in the numeric value in the Gematria is 99. And 99 is the Shiluv Havaya Adnos with the Koilil of 8 Oisios, of 8 letters. So we want to speak about the Shefa that comes from Shemayim, which is Havaya Adnos, all the Shefa, we're referring to Shemayim al Haaretz, because we come to express the fact that the Haaretz has the 99 less than Shemayim, because Shemayim is Mashpia through the 99 al Haaretz. And Ayin Shama explains the second Mando Amar, referring to Harachaka that has to do with the distance between Shemayim and Haaretz. Now if we do it, we want to emphasize the distance, not the Ashpa, That's what we do in the beginning of the Shita. He there says there are remes regarding the number 500, which is the merchak between Shemayim and Aretz, Ayin Sham. So it has to do more with the numeric value in the remozim and the words themselves, and not the actual position of Shemayim and Aretz in the line. That's what the Ben Yodah explains. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.